Strait of Hormuz blockade traps thousands of ships' crews. Thousands of ships' crews and hundreds of vessels are trapped in the Persian Gulf as the war in Iran spread to the Strait of Hormuz shipping lane. The region has become a hotspot for military activity, with the United States and Israel attacking Iranian targets on February 28. This escalation has resulted in a significant increase in naval patrols and mine-laying operations, making it increasingly difficult for ships to navigate the area. As a result, many shipping executives are unwilling to risk the safety of their crews in this potentially deadly crossing. The situation is further complicated by the lack of accurate information coming out of the region, with reports of convoys forming to exit the area being false. The fire aboard one unidentified ship north of Oman in the Strait of Hormuz had been extinguished and the crew was evacuating, according to an alert from the United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations. A bulk carrier and container vessel reported being hit by suspected projectiles, with no injuries sustained during the incidents while damage investigations were underway. The UKMTO has emphasized that these incidents are a stark reminder of the risks faced by ships operating in this region. With tensions running high, it is essential for shipping companies to exercise extreme caution when navigating the Strait of Hormuz. The executives said reports of ships turning off their automatic identification system, AIS, tracking and forming convoys to exit the region were false. This has led to concerns that some vessels may be attempting to avoid detection or escape the area altogether, which could have serious consequences for global trade. The lack of transparency in this situation is a major concern, with many shipping executives calling for more accurate information to be shared by governments and other stakeholders. The trapped ships include hundreds of dry bulk vessels, as well as crude oil and natural gas tankers, and container vessels. These vessels are now facing significant challenges in terms of accessing fuel and supplies, with the war having shut down bunker operations at Fujairah, one of the United Arab Emirates' busiest bunkering centers. The situation is further complicated by the fact that many ships are unable to access the necessary equipment and resources to navigate safely through the region. The meeting was told that 8 maritime workers have died in attacks since the war began, while 7 U.S. military personnel have perished. These tragic losses highlight the human cost of this conflict and underscore the need for greater caution and vigilance when navigating the Strait of Hormuz. The situation is also having a significant impact on global trade, with many shipping companies reevaluating their routes and operations in response to the increased risk. The war marks the first time the strait has been closed to global shipping since the 1980s, when Iran blocked Iraqi ships during their war. This blockade has significant implications for global trade and supply chains, with the potential to disrupt oil shipments and exacerbate fuel shortages. The situation is further complicated by the fact that many ships are unable to access the necessary equipment and resources to navigate safely through the region. United States Central Command said its forces overnight eliminated 16 Iranian vessels laying mines in the strait area. At the same time, Iran launched drone and missile attacks on Gulf land targets, while Tehran threatened to attack banking centers in Dubai and elsewhere in the region. This escalation of military activity is making it increasingly difficult for ships to navigate the area, with many shipping executives calling for greater transparency and cooperation from governments and other stakeholders. There have been 10 suspected attacks on merchant shipping in the region since the United States and Israel attacked Iran on February 28. These incidents highlight the growing threat posed by this conflict and underscore the need for greater caution and vigilance when navigating the Strait of Hormuz. The situation is also having a significant impact on global trade, with many shipping companies reevaluating their routes and operations in response to the increased risk. The lack of accurate information coming out of the region is complicating efforts to manage safe vessel operations. Shipping executives are calling for greater transparency and cooperation from governments and other stakeholders to ensure that ships can navigate the area safely and efficiently. Until this situation is resolved, many shipping companies will be forced to reevaluate their routes and operations in response to the increased risk posed by the Strait of Hormuz blockade.